urban farming from around the world, from Havana to Shanghai, from New Orleans to Portland, Oregon. The filmmaker will be present. Again, that's Plant This, Thursday, May 11th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland. It's 9:59 a.m. Coming up at 10, we've got Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with your host, Chris Andre, followed at 10:15 by Flashpoints, generously shared with KBOO from KPFA in Berkeley, California, through the auspices of the Pacifica Network. At 11, a Radio Geekly continues their series on gaming with a feature on card games. And thanks, KBOO members, for all of your generous support. For those listeners who aren't currently active members of the KBOO Foundation, you may rectify that omission at kboo.fm. Click on the word donate. That's a handy little fiction we engage in with the IRS, but we know this is not charity. This is solidarity. This is right action. This is each acting for the benefit of all. And that's a beautiful thing. Be a part of it, won't you? All that's coming up because your friends and neighbors have made it possible. So stay tuned.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, May 5th, 2017. And you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your Mystery Science 3000 radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. And yes, you did hear that correctly. Mystery Science Theater will be joining Air Cascadia. Mystery Science Theater 3000, excuse me, will be joining Air Cascadia 2017 this morning for, 15 minutes would be nice, but it's going to be somewhat less than that. Weather first for today, chance of showers, partly sunny, with a high near 63, and for tonight, showers continuing and a low around 48. Tomorrow, dawns bright and rainy, and it will become sunny later on with a high around 62. And for Sunday, there's a slight chance of showers, partly sunny skies, and a high near 64. That's it for your weather for the next few days, bringing us full circle to Monday morning. Meanwhile, back at the Air Room, Mystery Science Theater, Trace Beaulieu and Joe Martin will be joining us momentarily. I have my pith helmet, my trusty pith helmet with me. I always recommend that you wear a helmet at all times. Does it matter? Facts. Does it matter what kind of helmet I wear? No, it doesn't. Construction helmet, bicycle helmet, deep sea diver's helmet, pith helmet, it's all okay. Just be sure that you do wear a helmet. Almost as good as a towel. A towel will get you places that a pith helmet won't get you, and a pith helmet will get you places that towels won't get you. That said, I think we've got one member of a Mystery Science Theater waiting patiently on the line. I want to very, very quickly just hit a couple of highlights. President Donald Trump celebrated the House's vote to pass an Obamacare repeal, but maybe he rushed things a little bit. He did, however, say that it was a great plan. He said that it will get even better, which is interesting because he's right about that. It's going to the Senate where it's going to get canned. Then he says that he's confident the legislation will pass in the Senate, not according to the Senate. And while speaking about the House passage of the bill, this is characterized by, he praised Paul Ryan. It's a bit hard to see how he praised Paul Ryan in the following words, which are a quote from Trump himself. "How am I doing?" Trump asked the lawmakers, all Republican lawmakers that were standing behind him. He said, "Hey, I'm president. Can you believe it?" And the world stood silent for a moment. You could hear a pin drop. And then an enormous banger of a thunder and lightning storm crashed down on Troutdale. So, that said, you don't actually need any kind of insurance or medical assistance or anything like that. If you're if you happen to be Jordan Edwards of Balch Springs, Texas, an honor student, a terrific football player, wonderful guy, not one person had anything to say against a 15-year-old guy. He was leaving a house party because it was getting too rowdy and too dangerous. He was shot dead by the police. That's right. Jordan won't be needing any kind of health care, whether it's ACA or Obamacare or whatever. He won't be around for that. He won't be around for any of it. And I do want people to stop for just a moment and think about all of the deaths of young African-American men that this country has seen over the last few years. Think about it. That's our responsibility, all of us. We are responsible, and we need to think about it, take it seriously, and see what it says about us as a nation. So, that said, the murderous health care bill today. No vote in the chamber, very likely, it is said. And we're going to go straight now to Mystery Science Theater and ignore the rest of the headlines. Good morning, Trace, and good morning, Joe. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, it's just me, just Trace. I'm here in Portland.
This is very good of you. I understand you have technical problems. And so thanks for being with us. Tell us a little bit about this, the show. You did a show, I believe, last night. What's coming up? What are we doing? What are you doing in Portland?
We're at the Alberta Rose Theater tonight at 8 o'clock. The doors open at 7. And if you know the show Mystery Science Theater 3000, which Frank and I were both a part of in the 90s, we take that same approach to films, but in a live environment. So we're really appreciative of our audience that comes out to see us each night.
That's scary, but I'm so glad that you're here. Tell us, how do you do this show? How are you gonna, can you get, tell us anything about this without giving away any critical state secrets that might attract Russian interest? And we don't want to give it up for the Russians. So what can you tell us about the show?
It's a show where we take an old bad movie. Last night we used an Ed Wood film. And we make
But he's the
commentary.
Ed Wood. He's the man.
What's that?
He's great. He's the man.
Oh, yes. We love Ed Wood. He's not the worst filmmaker of all time. There are plenty of other fellows that are in line ahead of him.
Steve Bannon, maybe?
yes. If Steve Bannon went back into show business, well, maybe he's still in show
business. He's in show business. I think he is. Anyway, excuse me. Please, carry on.
Oh, well, that's our show. It's a very simple thing. We do a meet and greet with our friends and audience before and after the show. We take pictures, so people bring their, we have people bringing their robots that they have built, and costumes. We have many people coming dressed as the characters we portrayed. So it's really fun evening, and 2 hours of laughing. Where else are you going to get that? And we need to laugh.
Yeah, we do. Mystery Science Theater at the Alberta Rose, and you think about it, the little that most Americans know about science is the funny parts. If nothing else, it endears science to many American hearts. And, of course, we are in the land of mystery right now. Mystery Science Theater 3000, is there any way that you see that it reflects the current climate that we live in? People who never thought about politics now think about it all the time. It's the only show in town except for Mystery Science. How do you account for that?
Well, you know, I think maybe the tougher the times, the more reactive satire and comedy and, you know, kind of rebelling in that aspect of life. People just need, well, there's two things. Either people want to get away from it and they like a little chuckle and will do a Trump joke. Other places, people do not want to hear any politics. No politics.
But it's hard to tell the difference, isn't it? I mean, it's very hard to tell the difference. Increasingly difficult.
It's a big blurry line and we're living in it.
It is. And it couldn't be better. Koch told me that Mystery Science 3000 was coming to Portland. I thought they were already here. I thought that was what was going on. Every time I hear a Trumpism that even brushes upon the world, the big mysterious world of science, I go, it's them. They're here. Trace and Joe are in Portland. So you seem to be having an overall effect.
It's actually me, Trace, mm-hmm. and
yes.
Frank Conniff.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Joe's our manager. He's we keep him locked up.
Right, and fed raw meat and released from his chain at the appropriate moments. I can't help. My show is usually very political, so please forgive, but I cannot help but. But think about Mystery Science Theater in the context of politics, and thinking about doing the show made me think how omnipresent and even ubiquitous politics has become. It is people that never thought about these things are thinking about it, partly because much of it touches on their actual real lives, and partly because it's Americans, of course, love fear. They like to cozy up to fear. And there's plenty of it to cozy up to right now. So politics has become a sort of a smelly cloud settled over the nation as a whole, possibly not Hawaii so much. But that said, do you get questions? What kind of questions do you get from people now about what you do and how it fits into this very peculiar zeitgeist?
We don't get a lot of really, questions of that area. We don't, people aren't looking for depth in what we do.
No, I'm not. I'm looking for politics. So not depth.
Yeah,
no, absolutely not.
Yeah, no. Like I said, people, it depends on where we are in the country. Some people are very receptive to, weaving in political jokes to what we do. Pretty quickly if the audience is going to want to go down that road.
Sure. They're there for Ed Wood, right?
since we have to do 2 hours of trying to get laughs, we'll go, okay, let's not go down that road.
Tell me before we have